Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was the Reingen Sisters with Xavier's and the Honeybee from their latest album, Bright Field, out on Rootbeat Records. Before that was Planksty with You Rambling Boys of Pleasure from One Night in Bremen. Prior to that was Lady Masery with Sing for the Morning from Cycle. We heard Deep End of the Ford, The Slighting of Cucullin from Antoine. And as we mentioned in the last set, Back West is playing at the Burren on May 30th at 7 o'clock. Do your best to catch them there. Well, Lorena McKennett has a new album out, and it seems only appropriate that we ask her to kick us off to Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio for the next hour.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 9:17. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We heard Anya Minot from her beautiful album In the Name of Stillness doing Womb of the World. Before that, we heard Katrine Finch and Sekou Keita, an amazing duo, one of Wales' best harpists, along with one of Mali's best Akora players. And that was called Clairoc from their brand new album Soar, out on Arc Music Productions. And we started off with Lorena McKenna with 100 Wishes from Lost Souls. Next up, we've got a fine local lass for your delectation.
There was a wise woman lived by the sea. Great was her power, a witch was she. Her hair black as night, her eyes green as malachite, her life filled with magic and prophecy. While in the same town, in another part, a woman of song, with love in her heart, weaving musical rhymes round those she knew in her time, was led by Diana into the art. The witch taught the chantress her mysteries, and they practiced the wonders of witchery. In circles of light, two women worked through the night with colors and numbers and imagery. Then one day Diana did so decide, this woman of song had to turn aside from her friend by the sea and find answers inwardly. A magical dream was to be her guide to the answers inside. As the chantress went into her dreams that night, Diana sent visions in sparkling light. Come awake, now arise, called to sisters with fiery eyes, saying that truth is not black or white. And then through the dream mist, a white light shone upon a throne. A magician am I, he said, and he winked an eye. Love casts out fear, you are not alone, he said. There is take a ride on my back, and away we'll go. Their journey was short. They soon arrived in the outer court of a wizard who lives where the four winds blow. The wizard said, "Chantress, revealeth thy name to the goddess and god." She drank from the cup, and her name she told to the goddess and guardians and gods of old. A pentacle of power she received in that magic hour, made by the raven from silver and gold. Swept four winds, and the wizard and raven were gone. In a crystal she saw herself asleep, as she was before, asleep in the moonlight, but not alone. For someone was standing beside her bed. 'Twas the goddess Diana. Softly she said, "I am queen of the wise, I'm within, I see through your eyes, as I am the weaver, you are the thread." When a dream dreams the dreamer, the dream's the real. When a song sings the singer, a spell is revealed. As she saw, and the chantress returned from beyond the veil.
Ooh. The morning sun had no power beyond the circle of trees. Shadows swallowed the light. But not just the light. The heat itself was being drawn out of the day as my father's breath became as mist and a bone-biting cold threaded its way into the glade. Spell, you came like an insect that flew.
reveal the secrets of future, present and past. Here am I, eternal night that is masked by the rising sun. And I stand at the end of every life that has just begun, just begun. Who is this? Who is this? Who is this coming? Who is this? Who is this? Who is this coming? Who is this? Who is this? Who is this coming? Who is this? Who is this? Who is this
I know who you are, but I have no greeting for you, the grey man said. Perhaps you are of such a high rank that you feel you do not need to show me respect, my father replied. The grey man's lips thinned, and for just one second his eyes turned from grey to black. It is not my rank that prevents me, but your blatant discourtesy. My father was a proud man. You must understand this. And even then he held his head high. But he confided in me as he told me this tale that in truth he was wishing he was anywhere else but looking into the grey eyes of this stranger. What discourtesy is this? He asked. The discourtesy of drawing my hounds from the stag and then setting your own upon it is the greatest discourtesy I have ever seen. I know who you are, mortal, and know this. I will do you the dishonor of 100 stags. My father looked at the stag brought to bay by his hounds. The other pack circled, growling. Their strange countenance and the appearance of this stranger. But of course, they were his hounds. Sir, I have done you wrong. I will redeem your friendship. And how exactly will you do this? The stranger asked. I will offer you a penance as befitting your rank and title, but I do not know who you are. In the land from which I come, I am the crowned king, the grey man said. My father knew every nobleman, yet this man who sat upon such a magnificent grey mare he had never seen before. Greetings, my lord. From which land do you come? From Anun. And I am the crowned king of that land. I am Arawn, King of Anun. Anun. We had all heard of that place. Tales told to us of the land between lands, where the Andedion, the grey folk, lived, and all the magic of this world existed because of those places that were gateways into that ancient place. The great circles of the old people, their tombs that still stood as mounds of ancient earth, and trees too, old trees, whose roots reached into Anun and whose great trunks and branches spread into the sky of Arbred. They too were portals. Legend tells of those who stepped through those portals, and there, right before my father, stood the king of that place. Lord, my father said, how shall I win your friendship? This is how, Arawn said. There is a man whose land is next to mine. His name is Havgan, a king of Anun, and you will rid me of his oppression. You can do this easily, Once that is done, then you will win my friendship. This I will do gladly, my father said. Tell me how it may be done. This is how, said Arawn. I will make a firm alliance with you. I will put you in my place as king of Annun. You shall have the most beautiful woman in the world to sleep with every night, and none will know that you are not Arawn. For I will place a spell upon you to transform you into my likeness in every way. All this from tomorrow until the end of this year. Then we shall meet again in this place. Gladly will I do this. But even if I am there for a year, how will I know this man Havgan you speak of? A year from tonight, Arawn said, Havgan and myself will meet at the ford. You will be there in my shape, and you must make him fall with one blow. As he lay dying, he will plead with you to finish him off, for mercy. Do not do this, for I landed him with several blows, and he returns to fight me again, just as strong as before. My father was a mighty warrior, so meeting this man in battle did not trouble him. But what of my lands? He asked the great Arawn. I will be of your appearance, and I will rule your land, whilst you are in mine. My father remembered the dream that had drawn him to this place, and understood. This was all meant to be. I agree to the task, he said. For the first time, Arawn smiled. Then it is done. The two rode together through the forest in silence. The floor of the woodland danced with a million stars, and Arawn's pack of otherworldly hounds followed close behind. They soon came upon one of the mounds of the old people, its stone doorway open, yet darkness lay beyond. This is the way. Step through this doorway, and you will be in my land. Do we still have agreement? My father looked at the stones. He told me he was more afraid of taking that step into the mound than meeting Havgan in battle. Battle was something my father knew well. The other world he only knew from the tales told by bards. Many a poet had taken this step, and my father knew there were but three results: madness, wisdom, or death. Which one would come upon him when he saw the sights within the other world, he did not know. But he had made an agreement with Arawn, and my father was an honourable man. We have agreement, he said, and turned to look at Arawn.
The lights have gone.
And that was Sharon Knight and Winter with Slippers of Rose from their album Portals. Before that, we heard Dave the Bard with Who Is This Coming? And a deal with the Other World from E. Mabinogi, the First Branch. Before that was Gypsy with Two Witches from Enchantress. Well, next up, we've got two very different songs about the goddess.
Thank you. image of the greater dawn and the white moon and the stars and the mysteries of the wanderer. We call upon thy name. Arise.